This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored Friday, with about 30% of consumers still without heating. China's Xi Jinping was elected again for a record-breaking third term as president at the end of a week of meetings for China's two top political bodies, where he further tightened his control on the country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Nearly 3,000 members of China's parliament voted unanimously for Xi on Friday in Beijing's Great Hall of the People in a race where there was no other candidate. The limit of 2 5-year presidential terms was written into China's constitution in 1982, 6 years after Mao Zedong's death by Deng Xiaoping, who recognized the dangers of one-man rule and the cult of personality after the chaos of the Cultural Revolution. Xi did away with that in 2018 with near-unanimous support from the legislature. And last October, the ruling Communist Party reconfirmed him as General Secretary of the Central Committee for another 5 years.
Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ethiopia next week as concerns linger over the implementation of a peace agreement in the conflict in the Tigray region. The conflict has left tens